Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Israel, A Concise History of a Nation Reborn by Daniel Gordis offers a brisk, narrative-driven account of how the modern state of Israel came into being and how it has evolved amid constant pressure. Written for general readers, the book compresses more than a century of ideological debate, migration, conflict, and institution building into a clear storyline that connects early Zionist aspirations to contemporary dilemmas. Gordis emphasizes that Israel is not only a geopolitical project, but also a social experiment shaped by competing visions, secular and religious, socialist and capitalist, universalist and particularist. The book traces key turning points, from Ottoman and British rule through independence, waves of immigration, wars, peace efforts, and the shifting relationship between Israel and world Jewry. Throughout, it highlights how existential threats and internal disagreements have coexisted with cultural creativity and democratic resilience. The result is a compact guide to the ideas, events, and tensions that continue to define Israeli life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Zionist idea to political movement. One major focus is how Zionism transformed from a set of longings and debates into an organized political project. The narrative typically begins with the pressures facing European Jews in the 19th century, including nationalism, modern anti-Semitism, and the limits of emancipation. Gordis presents Zionism as a response that was never monolithic. Some advocates were driven by safety and refuge, others by cultural renewal, and others by a religious sense of return. The book highlights the practical challenge of turning ideology into institutions, fundraising networks, and settlement efforts in Ottoman Palestine, then later under the British mandate. It also explores disagreements over language, education, labor, and relations with the Arab population, showing how early choices created patterns that echo today. By framing Zionism as both a national liberation movement and a cultural revival, the book clarifies why arguments about Jewish peoplehood, sovereignty, and legitimacy remain central. This foundation helps readers understand later conflicts as extensions of unresolved questions about what the Jewish state should represent and how it should function in a diverse, contested land. Secondly, statehood, war, and the burden of survival. Another key topic is the founding of Israel and the immediate realities that shaped it: war, diplomatic struggle, and the necessity of rapid state building. The book describes how the end of the mandate period, the international partition proposal, and competing national claims led to violence and then full-scale war around independence. Gordis underscores that Israel began with limited resources, contested borders, and an urgent need to create functioning governance, defense, and economic systems while absorbing trauma from the Holocaust and displacement across the region. The story shows how early military experiences influenced Israeli political culture, producing a strong security establishment and a public accustomed to emergency decision-making. It also addresses the enduring consequences of the 1948 war, including refugee narratives on both sides and the way competing historical memories became part of the conflict itself. By explaining the link between foundational wars and national identity, the book helps readers grasp why security questions can dominate Israeli elections, policy, and social cohesion, even when other issues such as cost of living, religion, or civil rights are equally pressing. Thirdly, immigration, integration, and social fault lines. Gordis devotes significant attention to Israel as a gathering place for diverse Jewish communities and the societal challenges that follow. The book traces major immigration waves, including survivors from Europe, Jews from the Middle East and North Africa, later arrivals from the former Soviet Union, and Ethiopian Jews, each bringing distinctive languages, customs, and economic circumstances. It explores how the state and dominant political movements attempted to forge a shared civic identity, often through centralized institutions like schools, the military, and state-led housing and employment programs. At the same time, it recognizes the costs of these policies, including cultural marginalization, socioeconomic gaps, and long-running tensions between different ethnic and class groups. The book also considers the place of Arab citizens of Israel and how their status complicates the promise of democratic equality within a state defined as Jewish. By framing Israel as a society built through mass migration, Gordis highlights a paradox: the country's cohesion depends on shared purpose, yet its vitality arises from multiplicity. Understanding these internal divisions is essential for interpreting debates over representation, inequality, identity politics, and the meaning of solidarity in a state still defining itself. Fourthly, religion and state in a Jewish democracy. A central theme is the tension between Jewish identity and liberal democratic governance, especially in the realm of religion and state. Gordis examines how Israel inherited arrangements that granted significant authority to religious institutions in areas such as marriage, divorce, conversion, and public observance. these compromises were often pragmatic, designed to maintain unity among groups with different visions of Jewish life at the moment of state formation. Over time, however, demographic change and political bargaining made these arrangements a persistent source of conflict. The book outlines how secular Israelis may view religious control as coercive, while religious communities may see public Jewish character as essential to national purpose. It also considers how these disputes intersect with military service, education funding, Sabbath commerce, and the power of religious parties in coalition politics. Beyond policy details, Gordas uses this theme to illuminate a broader question: can a state be simultaneously a homeland for a particular people and fully equitable to all citizens? By presenting the arguments and historical roots, the book equips readers to understand why culture wars in Israel are not peripheral, but tied to the country's founding logic and its evolving social contract. Lastly, territory, peace efforts, and the ongoing argument about the future. The book also tackles the post-1967 era, when territorial gains and the Palestinian national movement reshaped Israeli strategy and moral debate. Gordas explains how the Six-Day War transformed Israel's geography and psychology, intensifying feelings of vulnerability while creating new questions about rule over Palestinians and the status of disputed land. Subsequent wars, uprisings, and diplomatic initiatives are presented as part of a cycle in which security concerns, international pressure, and internal politics collide. The narrative typically addresses the rise of the settlement movement, the shifting positions of major parties, and the difficult trade-offs that peace proposals demand. It also explores how peace with neighboring states and intermittent negotiations with the Palestinians influenced Israeli identity, including the belief that recognition and normalcy are possible, alongside skepticism rooted in repeated violence. Gordas emphasizes that there is no single Israeli consensus about the best path forward, only a set of competing priorities: security, democracy, Jewish self-determination, and human rights. By tracing these debates historically, the book helps readers see current headlines as the latest chapter in an ongoing argument about borders, legitimacy, and the kind of country Israel aims to be. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a reliable, fast-moving overview of modern Israel without getting lost in highly technical scholarship. Students, travelers, policy professionals, and general history readers will benefit, especially those seeking context for today's debates about security, religion, and state, and relations with Palestinians and the wider region. Its main value is how it links events to ideas. It shows that wars, immigration waves, and coalition crises are not random but connected to foundational disagreements about Jewish peoplehood, democracy, and sovereignty. That perspective can sharpen a reader's ability to evaluate news, recognize why certain compromises fail, and understand why Israeli society can be both intensely argumentative and remarkably resilient. Compared with longer, more encyclopedic histories, Gordas offers a coherent narrative that prioritizes clarity and the human stakes of political choices. The concision makes it easier to finish and to recommend, while still conveying complexity through recurring themes and pivotal moments. For buyers weighing similar books, this one stands out as a focused interpretive guide, useful as a first serious entry point and as a framework for deeper reading afterward. If you would like to support Daniel Gordas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.